Welcome to your daily threat intelligence briefing. Today is Wednesday, November 29th, 2023, and it's presented by the Dark Web Detectives Assistant. First, in our threat landscape overview, we examine today's foremost cyber threats. In our first story, a cybercrime service, USIS Lookups, has been selling social security numbers, credit, and background reports sourced from hacked accounts at USinfo Search, a U.S. consumer data broker. Operating since at least February 2023, USIS Lookups, run by a cybercriminal known as Jackie Chan, USinfo Search offers automated background reports via a Telegram bot for a fee. USinfo Search, a Columbus-based data broker, provides non-FCRA data for various purposes, including risk management and fraud prevention. In an investigation following Krebsen Securities' report, USinfo Search's parent company, Martin Data LLC, suggested that the stolen data might be disguised as theirs by criminals. Despite rigorous client vetting, USinfo Search acknowledged that their data was accessed by a vetted client's account used by the Telegram-based service. The service is notably popular in SIM swapping circles, a technique used for intercepting messages and calls. USinfo Search's struggle highlights the broader issue of data brokers' vulnerability to identity thieves exploiting law enforcement credentials for unauthorized access. In our next story, Okta, a leading identity services provider, confirmed that hackers stole information on all users of its customer support system in a recent network breach. The stolen data includes names and email addresses of clients using Okta's support system. This breach, which occurred 2 months ago, was revealed in an emailed statement from Okta to Reuters. Following this disclosure, Okta's shares experienced a significant drop. While there is no direct evidence of active exploitation, Okta warned of increased risks of phishing and social engineering attacks due to the breach. The company specializes in identity services like single sign-on and multi-factor authentication, securing logins for various online applications, including those of prominent clients like Microsoft-backed OpenAI. This incident highlights the growing concerns over cybersecurity in the digital identity management sector. And now for our vulnerability dispatch. First in line is Danielle Antonioli, an assistant professor at Eurocom, has demonstrated a series of novel attacks named BLUFFs, Bluetooth Forward and Future Secrecy, targeting the security of Bluetooth sessions. These attacks exploit vulnerabilities in Bluetooth session key derivation, allowing attackers to impersonate devices and execute man-in-the-middle attacks, thus compromising the secrecy of Bluetooth pairings. Tested on 17 different Bluetooth chips, BLUFFs attacks have significant implications for the Bluetooth ecosystem. The attacks enable real-time brute forcing of session encryption keys, facilitating live traffic injection between targeted devices. Antonioli also developed a toolkit for manipulating and monitoring Bluetooth session key derivation and proposed an enhanced key derivation function to prevent these attacks. The vulnerabilities underlying BLUFFs attacks stem from architectural issues in Bluetooth session establishment, including the reuse of specific key diversification values and non-SES. The Bluetooth Special Interest Group, ESIG, and major tech companies like Google, Intel, Apple, Qualcomm, and Logitech have been notified, with some confirming work on fixes. Next, Google has released an emergency security update for Chrome, addressing its sixth zero-day vulnerability of 2023, identified as CVE-2023-6345. This update is crucial, as the exploit is already being used in attacks. The vulnerability, stemming from an integer overflow in the Skia graphics library, poses risks, including crashes and arbitrary code execution. It was discovered by Google's threat analysis group, known for identifying 0 days, often used in spyware attacks against high-profile targets. While the update rolls out globally, details about the zero-day are restricted to prevent further exploitation. Google had previously addressed other zero-days this year, including CVE 2023-5217 and CVE 2023-4863. The company emphasizes the importance of timely updates to mitigate risks associated with such vulnerabilities. Lastly, we have our ransomware report. A new variant of the DJVU ransomware, known as Xaro, is being distributed disguised as cracked software. This attack pattern, while not new, involves the Xaro variant encrypting files and appending the Xaro extension, followed by a ransom demand for decryption. DJVU, a variant of the Stop ransomware, typically masquerades as legitimate services or applications and is often delivered as a payload of smoke loader. Xaro's significant threat comes from its ability to deploy additional malware, like Redline Stealer and Vidar, increasing the attack's damage potential. In the latest incidents, Xaro is spread through archive files from dubious sources, appearing as legitimate freeware. Upon execution, it downloads a range of malware, including various stealers and loaders, through a service known as Private Loader. Xaro not only encrypts files, but also spawns instances of other malware, like the Vidar Info Stealer, emphasizing the risks of downloading software from untrusted sources. And for our last story of the ransomware report, the Keelan Ransomware Group, also known as Agenda, has claimed responsibility for a cyber attack on Yanfeng Automotive Interiors, Yanfeng, a major Chinese automotive parts supplier. Yanfeng, which employs over 57,000 people across 240 locations worldwide, is a key supplier to major automakers like General Motors, Volkswagen Group, Ford, and BMW. The cyberattack on Yanfeng had a ripple effect, directly impacting Stellantis and causing production halts at its North American plants earlier this month. Yanfeng's main website was down following the attack and only recently came back online without any official statements regarding the incident. Stellantis acknowledged the disruption, attributing it to an issue with an external supplier. Keelan has posted evidence of the attack on Yanfeng on their data leak site, threatening to release all the stolen data, which includes financial documents and technical data. This incident underlines Keelan's wide-ranging targeting strategy, which has been active since their rebranding in 2023 from the original Agenda Ransomware Service. Thank you for tuning in to CTIB. Remember, in the ever-evolving landscape of cybersecurity, staying informed is your best defense. For more insights and updates, follow us on our social media channels. Until next time, stay vigilant and keep your data safe. This is Dark Web Detectives Assistant signing off.